Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
The voice of the American Redoubt. You are tuned in to the John Jacob Schmidt Show here on the KTW ACN affiliates inside the free zones in the Spokane area and North Idaho. Thank you, Patriots, for tuning in. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot fighting for our heritage and our freedoms that are so hard won, well, my name is your name too then. We are hopefully going to inform you, encourage you, inspire you, and motivate you to action in the fight to preserve liberty and our heritage. But it seems like some people were not very motivated this week. I'm going to talk about that here in just a minute. But first, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to my fellow veterans who have sacrificed so much for us to have the freedoms that we have, not just those living, but those who have gone before us as well. Some paid the ultimate price. Now, Memorial Day is for remembering specifically those who have died in the line of duty defending our nation and our freedoms. But this is Veterans Day, 11 November. This is when we take the time to say thank you to those who have worn the uniform, to those who have served our country and our military, and especially those of us who've been to combat and to war zones around the world for America's interests and fighting for everything that we stand for. So I want to thank you guys and gals for your sacrifices. Happy Veterans Day. On that note, there are a lot of businesses that have extended their gratitude as well, that are offering free meals to veterans. Make sure you got your DD-214 handy. Be prepared to present that unless you have a retired ID card, military ID card, or if you're in the reserves or active duty. If you're active duty, you're a veteran. So anyway, there's a lot of businesses out there that are expressing their gratitude for your service, for our service, and they really do want to you to take advantage of that. There's places that are offering free meals and discounts and services. Most of our local newspapers publish those. It's one of the few good things our local newspapers do. But there'd be a whole listing of businesses that offer that are offering these type of services or products and services for major discounts and for free, oftentimes, especially meals at restaurants. And patronize those places when it's not Veterans Day as a way of saying thank you for thanking us. Also yesterday, I don't want to forget our brothers in the United States Marine Corps, the last real branch of the military left, I think. I was Army. It is a shame to see what's happened to our military. And, of course, the Marine Corps is holding on by their fingernails to remain the last vestige for true warriors. But it was their birthday yesterday, the 242nd birthday. A lot of you in the Marines, you went to attended Marine Corps balls last night. I went to one of those as a guest of honor wearing my uniform, and wonderful people, just great, great people and amazing warriors, truly. I want to give you a little update from Puerto Rico. We actually have finally made contact with one of our AMRON operators who is actually a resident in Puerto Rico, somebody that's not just deployed there poking around to see what good they can do. This is somebody who actually resides there. Finally checked in after 7 weeks of not hearing anything from them. They went completely dark, and it was really great. Things have deteriorated drastically. One of the biggest problems they have there is water and all of their supplies. Everything's expensive. The government's commandeering, you know, any type of fuel or, you know, basically they got first dibs on everything. Of course, they're also handling a lot of logistics, trying to move aid around. But that's leaving the residents pretty much high and dry as far as being able to take care of themselves. This is such a great case for self-reliance. You must be self-reliant because sometimes you have to be on your own for an extended period of time. In this case, they're going on 2 months. That's why I say that FEMA oftentimes says you should have at least a week's worth of food and water stored up in case of an emergency until help arrives. And I say quadruple that at least. You should have 30 to 60 days worth of supplies at least. And it's not just enough to hold over until help arrives, because sometimes help arrives, but or at least the trucks arrive, but still it can be days or weeks before help actually arrives after that. And then you have to practice OPSEC, Operation Security, because they're taking, hey, you got a generator? We could totally use that. And next thing you know, you lose it. Or neighbors, thieves, looters. Your lights go out. You run out there and you think your generator ran out of fuel, but you have no generator because somebody ran off with it. Of course, then they can't get fuel to run it, but they got themselves a generator and it was yours. So, self-reliance, security, all this stuff comes into play, really. These are great real-life lessons that are not doom and gloom, the sky is falling stuff. Bad things really do happen, and you need to be prepared for those things, for those eventualities, and not to ever live in fear, but just simply be prepared. It's an insurance policy. You buy insurance for your car. You're not driving around like a basket case afraid of having a car accident. You don't even give it a thought. You go about your business, and it is a great peace of mind. Knowing that you've taken prudent measures in case of an eventuality that could be very misfortunate. And you can not only provide for your family, which you're commanded to do in the word, but you can also help your neighbors. Instead of standing there with your hand out, you can choose to help some of those who are less fortunate around you. And that's the Christian thing to do. You can't do that if you're not prepared. Joseph couldn't have saved the whole nation of Israel if he hadn't prepared for 7 years in Egypt, right? Okay, this week, talking about complacency and people not being motivated to action, this was a little disheartening, I have to say, to watch the elections unfold. There, you guys have heard the author, Shelby Gallagher. I've interviewed her before. I got something that she posted on Facebook. She said, "Dear Washington," now she lives in Oregon, keep that in mind, and she despises the politics there and has considered, very strongly considered, relocating strategically either to the state of Jefferson or Liberty State or Idaho, the heart of the American Redoubt. So she says, "Dear Washington, if you didn't have a clue how painful one-party rule is," talking about Democrats, "you only had to look to your neighbor to the south, Oregon. Hold on to your pocketbook, guns, property, jobs, businesses, and your rights. You're about to lose a lot of them." Warmly, Shelby Gallagher. She is so right. The Democrats now looks like they have taken complete control of at least the Washington State Senate. Possibly. Not complete control, but the majority control. They have almost complete control of the government now, the executive branch and the legislative branch. And of course, we all know how the judicial branch has gone, hardcore to the left. So the Democrats control the governorship and the state house in Washington. But until Tuesday, they've been one seat short of a majority in the Senate. That one seat differential has mattered. Republicans in the Senate have prevented Governor Jay Inslee from enacting some of his top legislative priorities related to climate change, the global cult, voting rights, and birth control. They also forced Democrats to compromise on a smaller state budget. Well, that seat previously held by a Republican based in the Seattle suburbs, now the district leans Democrat, and it looks like they are taking control. Now, closer to home, that's not real surprising considering how left Washington State is. And the numbers, the sheer numbers of lemmings on the west side of the state with their little beaks in the air begging for more free stuff from the government. And, of course, just the godlessness of their social policies as well. And rampant, out of control, no accountability in their spending and budgeting. Well, the Republicans have kept a short leash on the Democrats, you know, their hopeful free reign. Well, looks like they might have it now. Why? Well, because the Republicans got pummeled in this election cycle. From the East Coast all the way across the United States and pockets, even in Liberty State, right here close to home. And this is very peculiar. I went to a post-election dinner meeting put on by the great folks at Grassroots, Northwest Grassroots, in the Spokane Valley, just the other night. There were some long faces. There was also some frustration. There was some frustration because the Republican Party has been hijacked by, I don't even want to call them moderates, leftist Republicans, Republicrats, rhinos, Republicans in name only. Now, these people have no spine. They won't stand up for conservative values. They are convinced that you must give up ground and you must compromise and you can't make waves. You don't want to come across as too conservative. Oh, well, we could lose some support. Well, when they go along with that game, they are contributing to the loss of support because even Republicans, so-called conservative Republicans, won't support someone who stands firmly on conservative values. They will withdraw and distance themselves from you. So not only are you going up against the left, you're going against at least half of the Republican Party, if not considerably more, that are withdrawing their support because they don't want to be painted as radical because, oh no, the Spokesman Review, they'll attack me. Oh, and they will. But when you all stand together, lock arms, and say, this is what we stand for and we will not compromise on this, people respect that. And it's refreshing. And you will have the votes. Where you come across as wishy-washy, you will lose their support. You'll lose their interest. And in fact, people have lost confidence in government's ability to stand up for their rights. And that accounts for the extremely low, in some cases, in some districts, 17% voter turnout. Some cases, 30%. Well, this is where things get really interesting. As the polls opened, it was announced by the... Who was it? I got to get a hold of Cecily Wright from Northwest Grassroots and have her on. That'd be a really good one to cover next week because who was it? The elections chair, the Democrat, basically made the public announcement as the polls were opening that they have a 37% voter turnout. Now, how would you know that as the polls are opening that early? Now, here's something else. Spokane Valley, conservative stronghold. The leftists hate it. Matter of fact, they hate it so much, they've been scheming on how to overthrow and topple the conservative representation in the Spokane Valley. Well, it appears that they've done it. Not only were they announcing, it's odd how they were able to announce a 37% voter turnout so far up at the beginning of the polls opening. It's as if they knew they were going to be counting 37% of the electorate, the registered voters. Some other things really strange too. Historically, you can count on this just as accurately as when the sun's going to set and when it's going to rise. Look in the paper. When's the sunset? When's the sunrise? It's predictable. Now, if the sun's supposed to set at 4:45 today, and all of a sudden it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun starts to set, you know something's not right, right? I mean, you might not be a scientist, you might not be an astrologer, but you know something isn't right. You look at your watch and it says 1:30 and the sun's setting. You might not be able to tell what's not right, but something isn't right. Well, here's something that you can count on, just like the sun setting, is that in all elections, the conservative vote shows up late, always. Whenever it's neck to neck, you'll see the conservatives start pulling ahead. The polls start changing. The numbers start going up. Well, as they were counting the ballots, the Democrat or the leftist was further out ahead of our conservative patriot candidate. And not to worry, because that's pretty typical. And then the conservatives, probably because they all get off work, they go and they vote. And then the numbers like shift. Then you see a sharp increase in the conservative candidate's numbers. But only that didn't happen. And only in certain districts that the leftists have been just chewing their fingernails off, trying to figure out how to oust the conservative representation, where it is truly conservative. We're talking about the capital of free Washington, Spokane Valley. That city council turned hardcore to the left in this election. Now, I know the Democrats are organizing and they're phone calling and they're doing all kinds of stuff to get people out there to vote. But they had all of the candidates trailing at about 41%, almost all universally. That's also unheard of. Something's not right. Also found out that they destroy the ballots as soon as you cast your physical ballot. They put it into the little glop-glop machine, and then they destroy the physical ballot. There's no accountability, and there's no, apparently, it seems to me, based until I can find something otherwise, there doesn't seem to be any way to audit the system. Now, this is electronically counted. So it'd be interesting to find, and that's the other thing too. There's no way to audit this computer voting system to have a third party audit. How the votes are counted is all depends on the interpretation of the voting rules at the Secretary of State level, which is hardcore leftist. And we've seen how much of George Soros's money and other ilk like him have come into these communities and even been involved in some of these organizations tied to elections and voter poll counting and so on. This is just, I'm just scratching the surface here and I'm talking in generalities. This is you could open up entire Pandora's box getting into this. But what's really interesting is in a very traditionally long-standing conservative city council and area where these offices, it is a no-brainer that conservatives are going to take this election. They always have. They always will. And they're trailing behind, but then all of the conservative votes come at the end of the day, but they don't. In fact, at the end of the day, when statistically and historically the numbers sharply spike for conservatives, they start dropping even further. The sun started setting at 1:30 in the afternoon. It's like they're saying something isn't right here. Something's amiss. And not just for one candidate, but for all of the candidates, all of the conservative candidates. Now, I've said from the beginning when Trump won, which I believe it was the hand of God was involved in not so much Trump winning, but Hillary being defeated. And I've been saying this from the beginning. I'm going to keep saying it until Trump is either gone somehow. They want him to go away forever. Or until he loses this upcoming presidential election. And even if he does win, oh, I pray, even if he does win and he does a full 8 years, the leftists, the communists, the revolutionaries who are planning the destruction of America, they're patient. And I'm telling you, this political pendulum is going to swing hard the other way when Trump's gone. I assure you, they are grooming the next presidential candidate. You probably don't even know yet. We probably do not even know their name. It will probably be a Muslim. And not a Muslim calling himself a Christian. It'll be straight up, this is who I am, this is what I'm about. And the people will love him. But I don't know. But I do know this. Whoever it is, they're going to take this, they're going to empower and embolden the left. And all gloves are going to come off. Enjoy this season that we're in right now. In fact, don't just enjoy it. Take advantage of it. Because it's very short. And we've got a couple of years left, maybe, hopefully, 5.5, 6 years. But there is such demonic activity at the highest level, the nation level, that is just across our country, even in the Patriot-held territory, the free zones. The enemy is so active, and conservatives are not. That's a problem, because we feel so safe here. We're good. Trump's in. Saw the momentum just come to a screeching halt for people that were motivated and active for the first time in their lives. Many of them politically active when they thought Hillary was going to become president. People are stocking up on food, guns, ammo, gold, silver. I mean, we're talking doctors and lawyers and business owners and white collar, blue collar, across the board conservatives, people who consider themselves patriots. They were seeing a storm coming and they were preparing for it. They were started thinking differently. But as soon as Trump won, they went right in. They just grabbed that gear shift and flipped it right into neutral. And they're just coasting along now. People were on borrowed time. This nation is more deserving of judgment than ever before. And the adversary is gaining ground. Get ready for a punch to the gut. I want to thank our sponsors for returning to us. Works Holsters. Go to works.com. That's W-E-R-K-Z as in Zulu. Works with a Z. Holsters. Top of the line holsters made right here in the American Redoubt. Lifetime guarantee and top quality product. I use a Works holster inside the waistband, and so does Mrs. Schmidt, and absolutely top quality. I got to take a tour of the manufacturing facility, and just second to none quality product. So go check them out. Support a patriot Christian owned business. Works Holsters, Works LLC at WERKZ.com.
Listening to Radio Free Readout, the voice of the American Readout.
Our freedom stems from the fact that America is a republic, founded on a constitution, and dedicated to the principle of democracy and the worth of the individual. The people rule. Another primary reason for the development of citizenship responsibility is that we are living in an era marked by the growth of socialism. To a substantial degree, in one form or another, socialism has spread the shadow of human regimentation over most of the nations of the earth. And the shadow is encroaching upon our own liberty.
We are back with segment two, and I want to thank our sponsor of segment two, Riverfront Suites. Riverfront Suites in beautiful St. Mary's on the St. Joe River. If you are in the area and just are looking for a place to stay while you're looking for property to strategically relocate into the heart of the American Redoubt, or if you just want to get away in the sleepy little town of St. Mary's, it's beautiful there. Check them out. Support a patriot-owned business, riverfrontsuites.com. I came across a prayer. Actually, I received this from John Robb. He's the chairman of the International Prayer Council. And it's kind of a lengthy prayer, but it is so appropriate. And I just want to take a minute to go over this with you. And I think this is worthy of posting. And we're going to get this posted over at our Highlights and Resources posting for Radio Free at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. And this is from, again, the chairman of the International Prayer Council. You can go to ipcprayer.org to follow these folks and subscribe. Just some great prayer warriors over there that have a full understanding about what's happening in our country. So he says, if you're not able to join us, please pray with us for the following during this coming week. Now, this was last week, but it's still very relevant. Pray that the efforts by globalists like Obama – oops, man, I'm not supposed to say that on the air. I'm sorry. I hope I don't get booted off of here. The globalists like the former president who will not be named and Soros – I think I can say that. I'm not sure. And Soros, as well as those who support them, will be overthrown and will collapse in disunity and confusion. Pray that the global summit that – the former president who will not be named, and his people are planning for tomorrow. That's that communist revolution they tried to kick off last week that flopped. They'll be back. But the prayer says, pray for their defeat, you know, and confusion. And next day will be a non-event like it was. Thank you for your prayers. And a complete bust, and that those participating will see right through him being repulsed by his noble-sounding but narcissistic and false vision. And unfortunately, I'm out of time. I don't have enough time to finish reading this. So we're going to have to post this, but what an appropriate prayer. So, we'll get that posted at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Now, I want to encourage you to join us tomorrow night, because tomorrow night we are going to have Jimmy Meeks from Sheepdog Seminars, and they're from SheepdogChurchSecurity.net, and they are training churches across the country on providing for their own self-reliance, security, and that's something that we need to take into consideration. I've talked about this at length, and so I'm really looking forward to having them on. So join us tomorrow night, RadioFreeRedoubt.com, for our weekly podcast. You have a blessed rest of the week. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too.